Amazon pushes into obesity treatment as One Medical launches weight management service. Amazon's One Medical unit has launched a weight management program incorporating GLP-1 medications, positioning the company as the most vertically integrated retail to clinical GLP-1 distribution platform in the United States, at precisely the moment federal regulators are designing faster reimbursement pathways for innovative medical products. Amazon One Medical's entry into GLP-1-based weight management brings together the company's primary care network, its pharmacy infrastructure, and its logistics capabilities under a single consumer relationship. The program offers patients access to GLP-1 drugs, the class of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists that includes semaglutide and tirzepatide, through One Medical's clinical framework. Financial terms of the program, including pricing tiers, per member per month economics, or any revenue sharing arrangements with drug manufacturers, were not disclosed by the company. Details on how Amazon intends to position the program relative to competitor telehealth and GLP-1 bundles, including those operated by Hims and Hers Health and Noom, were not disclosed. The scale of the One Medical patient base, which Amazon acquired when it closed its $3.9 billion purchase of One Medical in February 2023, gives the company a meaningful starting position in employer-sponsored and direct-to-consumer primary care. The timing lands against a consequential regulatory development. On April 23, 2026, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Food and Drug Administration jointly announced the Regulatory Alignment for Predictable and Immediate Device Coverage Pathway, known as RAPID. The program is designed to synchronize FDA premarket review with Medicare coverage determinations, so that by the time a product receives FDA authorization, Medicare can move toward coverage decisions without the multi-year lag that has historically separated clearance from reimbursement. The RAPID pathway does not deliver the automatic reimbursement the medical device industry has lobbied for, according to Stat News reporting from April 23, 2026. The gap between authorization and payment remains a policy lever, not a right. While RAPID targets medical devices rather than drugs, its structural logic, closing the gap between clinical validation and payer coverage, is the same challenge that GLP-1 program operators like Amazon One Medical face in making these medications financially accessible at scale for Medicare and commercially insured populations. Amazon One Medical becomes the most integrated GLP-1 conduit in retail healthcare. No company currently combines a nationally licensed primary care network, an owned pharmacy fulfillment operation, and a consumer e-commerce platform with Amazon scale. One Medical's brick and mortar and virtual primary care footprint allows clinical prescribing. Amazon Pharmacy handles fulfillment. The Prime membership base provides marketing reach to tens of millions of U.S. households. Our view, the strategic value of this bundle is not the GLP-1 program in isolation. It is the longitudinal data asset. Every patient who enters a weight management program through One Medical generates a clinical record that Amazon controls, lab values, prescription adherence, comorbidity tracking, and appointment frequency. For a company that monetizes behavioral data at scale in every other business unit, the healthcare data flywheel is the long-term asset. The program is the acquisition vehicle for that data. Telehealth native competitors launched GLP-1 programs earlier. Hims and Hers, Roe, and Noom Med all built GLP-1 access businesses in 2023 and 2024 by leveraging compounded semaglutide availability during the FDA shortage period. That regulatory window has narrowed. Amazon enters the market through a licensed clinical channel with a physician network, which insulates it from the compounding pharmacy regulatory risk that has pressured smaller platforms. The RAPID pathway signals a broader federal bet on coverage speed as innovation policy. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services FDA RAPID announcement on April 23, 2026 represents the most structurally significant reimbursement reform for innovative medical products in the current regulatory cycle. By attempting to collect and review coverage evidence during the FDA's premarket process rather than after it, RAPID addresses the foundational complaint of the medical technology industry, that FDA clearance is commercially meaningless if Medicare takes 2 to 4 additional years to determine coverage. Mario Aguilar and Katie Palmer, reporting for Stat News, describe the program as the latest effort to speed patient access to breakthrough devices, while noting that it stops short of the automatic reimbursement the industry has sought. The implication for digital health and connected device companies operating in the GLP-1 adjacent ecosystem is direct. Continuous glucose monitors, connected weight scales, and AI-based metabolic monitoring tools all interact with GLP-1 therapy management. If RAPID accelerates Medicare coverage for FDA-cleared devices in those categories, the unit economics of comprehensive weight management programs improve materially, because the ancillary monitoring layer becomes reimbursable alongside the drug itself. GLP-1 market structure, A $50 billion drug class searching for a distribution winner. The GLP-1 obesity drug market is projected to exceed $100 billion in annual global sales by 2030, according to analyst estimates that circulated widely through 2025. As of 2024 figures, Novo Nordisk's Ozempic and Wegovy combined with Eli Lilly's Mounjaro and Zepbound to generate tens of billions in annual revenue, with both manufacturers operating at capacity constraints. Specific 2026 revenue figures for these products had not been reported in available source material at time of writing. The distribution question in GLP-1 is not who manufactures the drug. It is who owns the patient relationship through the full care continuum: initial consultation, prescription, titration management, side effect monitoring, and long-term adherence support. That is a primary care and pharmacy problem. Amazon has built both. Our view: the company that wins GLP-1 distribution at scale will not win on price. It will win on adherence infrastructure. Dropout rates for GLP-1 therapy remain high, with a substantial proportion of patients discontinuing within 12 months in observational studies. The platform that keeps patients on therapy longest captures the highest lifetime value per member. One Medical's clinical touchpoints, combined with Amazon Pharmacy's refill infrastructure, are purpose-built for that retention problem. Investment positioning: where private equity and institutional capital should look for private equity and institutional investors, the Amazon One Medical GLP-1 program crystallizes three distinct opportunity vectors. The employer channel deserves particular attention. Large self-insured employers are the most price-sensitive and data-hungry buyers of GLP-1 management programs. They want clinical outcomes data, not just drug access. Companies that can demonstrate measurable reduction in downstream comorbidity costs, particularly cardiovascular events and type 2 diabetes progression, will command premium contracts. That is a data and analytics play as much as a clinical one. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services FDA rapid pathway, if it functions as designed, compresses the reimbursement timeline for breakthrough designated devices from years to months. For portfolio companies in the digital therapeutics and metabolic monitoring space that hold FDA breakthrough designations, the valuation implication is direct: the discount rate applied to their Medicare revenue projections should fall. The Plaquemium view: the market is reading the Amazon One Medical GLP-1 launch as a consumer health story. It is not. It is an enterprise data infrastructure story dressed in a clinical program. Amazon's second-order play is the employer benefits market. One Medical already operates employer clinic partnerships with some of the largest U.S. companies. A GLP-1 weight management program embedded in that employer relationship becomes a managed benefit, not a consumer product. Employers pay Amazon to manage GLP-1 spend and adherence. Amazon captures the clinical data and the pharmacy margin. The employer gets outcomes accountability. This is a materially higher margin model than consumer subscription, and it is not the model the market is currently pricing into Amazon's healthcare segment. The rapid pathway creates a separate but reinforcing dynamic. If Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services begins covering FDA-cleared metabolic monitoring devices on accelerated timelines, the cost structure of a comprehensive Amazon One Medical weight management program changes. Monitoring tools that today are out-of-pocket expenses become reimbursable, which expands the addressable market to Medicare and Medicaid populations, segments that Amazon has not meaningfully penetrated in healthcare. The second-order risk is regulatory. RFK Jr.'s HHS has demonstrated willingness to disrupt established healthcare coverage frameworks. Whether a rapid pathway survives budget reconciliation pressures and internal HHS policy review is not certain. The program was announced, it was not yet operational. Investors should assign optionality value, not certainty value, to rapid-dependent revenue assumptions. The structural winner in this cycle is the platform that owns primary care, pharmacy, and longitudinal outcomes data simultaneously. Amazon is the only company that credibly holds all three today. That is the thesis. The GLP-1 program is the first visible expression of it. The bottom line: Amazon One Medical's GLP-1 weight management program is the opening move in a multi-year campaign to own the employer-sponsored metabolic health market. The rapid pathway announced by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and FDA on April 23, 2026 is not a device story in isolation. It is a signal that federal reimbursement policy is realigning toward speed of coverage, which benefits every platform that has invested in FDA-cleared clinical infrastructure. Investors who price Amazon's healthcare segment as a consumer subscription business will undervalue the employer channel and the data asset. The position to watch is not the drug. It is who captures the patient relationship for the full duration of therapy.